All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. Sorry we're running a little late. We're running on ranch time, I guess. Welcome to the August meeting of the Board of Directors. You know, we're glad to have you guys all here. And we'll try to keep this as short as possible and as entertaining. Several of the board members have agreed to share their talents with us. But we'll go ahead and get started. We prayed in the executive session, so let's go ahead and take a roll call of the board members that are here. Looks like everybody's here on the board other than Larry Clarkson. Larry, are you on the phone? Doesn't sound like it. All right. Now let's go around to members and please identify yourself so that we can get you down in the meeting minutes. Let's start with you. Nice, welcome. Back there in green shirt. Oh, great. Nice to meet you guys. All right. You want to take it over here? Nice. Welcome. Is that lady by you? You don't recognize her. Never around. Thanks for being here. Back there? Okay, welcome. Back here at the kids' table. Nice. Mitchell Allen and his wife. All right. Thanks. Appreciate you guys being there. Just leave it all up down the line. Perfect. All right. We will turn some time over to the Secretary, Kathy Pierce, to go through the approval of meeting minutes from our last meeting. Okay. Are there any other comments or additions by board members to the meeting minutes that we had circulated?
The meeting minutes that I read, I took exception to the comment that was directed toward me that I felt like that the cattle had more rights than the members, and so you can leave that in. I just want to clarify in this board meeting that the members have all of their rights. The cattle only have one right, and that's just they have the right to graze.
Okay. There aren't any changes to the meeting minutes other than what's been submitted by Brad, which I reviewed on the email. We all got it. And I'll call for a motion to approve the meeting minutes. Okay. John with the second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Perfect. Turn some time over to Joe for the treasurer's report.
No problem, we're doing some good. Overall, we're far off. Bye.
Tentatively information, if you could take a look at that and prove that for me.
Is that what they're on?
Well, are they UL 16? Are they UL 16? Good luck. Every year, the water not. Every year, every day, if you don't keep the solar panels charged, it drops down 7 minutes, so, 10 years, you can lose a year and a half.
Ryan, you got a question?
More money, but they left us out.
Any other questions on the finances? The financial report from the members? It sounds like we're doing well, but we are spending money, and we'll be spending more money in the fall this year than we normally do with the regular shutdown, with the repairs to Cabin 3 and finishing up Cabin 7, which is fantastic. I'm going to go up and look at it today. But anyway, we have to watch our budget closely. We're doing well right now, but we have to make it to the rest of the year with the expenses that we've got. All right, next on the agenda, Mariah, do you have an office report for us? Okay. Let's see. Let's go ahead and do you have anything else to add to the review and preparing for the annual meeting, item 6? Would you please identify just on the record who the nominees have been and some of those things, and then anything else that you've got on your ballot that will be going out? Sorry, between the windstorm.
The nominees
Anything, the other thing, I guess we'll talk about the CCNRs and stuff. It's all fun about. When did those get mailed out? Nobody's gotten them yet, have you? In your mail, any member? Perfect. Thank you very much. Any questions on what we're planning for the annual meeting or any suggestions from the membership? Candy. I don't know that you know how to work anything other than really hard scheduling. Anybody in the membership willing to volunteer to help set up or take down at the annual meeting? Everybody planning on being here? Got Collins there.
I've already volunteered.
Way it goes. Brad says he'll help out, but he's going to be kind of busy running the show because I won't be able to make it. So. Good. Tina.
Where's Phil?
Perfect. All right. Let's go ahead and at this point in time and talk about number 7 on the agenda. The Half Moon Well uses agricultural poles and culinary. And I'm not sure whether to turn the time over to you, Phil, or whether to turn the time over to Brad. I know you guys have talked about that, both of you. Let's turn the time over to you first, Phil.
The text as well is just
tell them what you're going to do there.
Yeah.
You want you want us to make a formal vote right now? I make a motion that we approve the work Bill's doing on the Hoffman Reservoir well. Try to improve it and install a permanent system that's expandable to be able to service future water needs, both agricultural and eventually possibly for members or other users. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes. Those are the ones he was talking about are water rights he owns that are not. They're separate. Bylaws.
Thank you.
the meeting is.
I'd like to make just a proposal if I could. maybe we could sit down and not spend all the time of the meeting, and we could sit down and talk to you and to Vance. And is our guy Allred? Is that the guy? Okay. Because I got the specs and stuff sent in from him. Let me just, I'm totally willing to hear what you guys have to say and look at what it is. And I think still open to hearing what you guys have to say too. I mean, we're all in this together. This is our ranch, and we're trying to, you know, benefit the ranch. And so we all, it's all of our money. So, yeah. Sure. We we're doing it ourselves. And so on my end of it, we're going to be graded by experts as far as what we do. What we need to do to start utilizing the water and preserve our water right is a minimal amount of water that well produces. So it would be the simple pump, the simplified version of the whole process in order as far as agriculture is concerned. But I think it's a great advantage to spend the money now to make this an expandable system, or make sure that it's an expandable system, and so we don't have to spend more money later to do the same thing when we decide we want to start using more and more of that water. I'm not exactly sure what you want me to tell you. I'll just tell you what we're doing there. Agriculturally, we've designed a ranch management plan for, primarily it's getting rid of the noxious weeds, rabbit brush, some sagebrush, spiking, and most of the funding will be going into there. But we also added to it increasing our water availability for livestock and wildlife. And part of that plan is in Half Moon Reservoir. And so how it works is we have to do the project, and if we are within their specs, and so that's why I've got all the specs from your engineer, and I sent them in, and they'll be getting back to me now whether or not that's approved. I got a feeling that Phil's project is way over the top of what they're going to require me to put in to do what we said that we would do. And so it starts by having the money that Phil's already luckily set aside to get that started. It starts a snowballing of funding, in fact, because it's a cost share program, and so they don't pay everything, but they will cost share to get the project. We have over 20 practices that we've isolated. I'm happy to show you the list of everything that we're doing if anybody's interested in seeing the 20 projects that we will improve this ranch over in the next 3 years. And most of it is, like I said, going to be eliminating noxious weeds. But some fencing and a couple of water projects are also included in that. And so, because we have to do it, I only have, I don't know how much my budget I have left is now, but I only have a certain amount of dollars that I can spend toward agriculture, and then I'm stopped. So, but by having this money kicking into the well system, then that creates money that we can start rolling into other projects. And so, as we finish one project, we will get a percentage of money back for that. It will give us the money funding to continue to roll $50,000-$60,000 worth of noxious weed water project fencing in the next 3 years that the ranch would have to pay for completely by itself if Doug Hunt, the cattle contractor, didn't get this contract with the NRCS to improve the land. And so the money is out there. It's federal money to improve the land. And the money is going to be spent somewhere. It's going to be spent on the neighbor's ranch, or it's going to be spent on our ranch or somewhere. These guys' full-time job is identifying practices that are going to improve the land. And so they're going to improve the land, and people are going to take that. It's neat that it's been a three-year process that we can now, we've got everything approved except for their resource department has not yet been here. They have to walk any area that has been undisturbed and determine that there's no historical artifacts, et cetera, on that property before we can begin to move forward. And they have to approve what we do before we do it. So if we start the water project before it's approved, then we're just out on that. But even if we build the, you know, we'll get the project, but we're out the money, and we need to put it into the snowball, in fact, so we can start rolling. I don't know if I explained that well enough, but it's a pretty exciting process, and it's going to be extremely beneficial. Our ranch for years to come is going to benefit from all of these things.
Yeah, the water committee has been inactive. Let's put it that way. It's been inactive since we passed the bylaw change a couple of years ago, and that doesn't mean it can't be reinstated. There, some of the members I was on the board or on the committee, Dirk Clayson, Rowdy. There are members, and it may be a good time for us to reestablish the water committee to be involved and make suggestions on some of this stuff. I like Brent's idea. I think it's important that we have at least one meeting and communicate to decide what's the best way to go. I don't want to spend money on something that's not expandable and not functional that we have to service on a regular basis. But I don't know anything about pumps, and I don't know anything about solar panels. So we're going to rely on Phil and Vance and Brent and the experts that Phil's contacted or anyone else to be able to figure out the most economical way to be able to produce water and to be able to use it moving in the future for agricultural purposes, wildlife purposes, and eventually, hopefully, for you know, water hauling or other purposes. So we need to move forward on this. It's just a matter of we want to move forward in a way that makes sense, and the money is, for the most part, there now. I would just ask that the parties that have the information and are involved schedule a time to have a discussion and then just report back to the board what the experts, you know, what's the best way to move forward, because I don't know one way or the other. I just want to get it done.
Five or seven years on that. On one of the specs that I saw. No. I was just talking about the equipment. I don't know that we have any warranty on the manufacturers or on the installers.
Tell you.
Let me propose as well. I just kind of stay with Brad. Brad, would you in the next week or two, would you mind helping with a meeting and having a discussion over the phone with Vance and with the well people and okay? Well, just set something up right now. I think you guys need to have some discussion. Unfortunately, looking at with eyes glazed over like mine, we just need to figure it out. I don't want to waste money, but I also don't want to end up with a system that is overly complicated or doesn't service our needs. And I don't know what that is. So if you would want, yeah.
It's not our grant. It's Doug Hunt. It's a Cal contractor. Giving grants would not be able to receive the grant or any funding.
Yeah, but grant money for around with water service. Is there any type of strings attached to have to maintain a certain level? Or
no. The only string that's attached is because we had to rank against other people buying for the funding. And so they expect us to do what we say we're going to do. So the only string at the fact is that we go ahead and do the work and get the project finished that we said that we were going to do. But as far as the ranch is concerned, there's nothing. Sure. Good question. Say, hey, wait a minute. Yeah. No.
For example, most of the money for killing off rabbit brush, it's going to come back. There's no requirement as far as ongoing maintenance. So, all right. Any other discussion, real quick, on the Half Moon Reservoir? Bill, you ready?
Yeah, I don't got right.
Well, let's hear what you got to say, and then we'll ask plenty of
questions. Everybody, we'll just keep it short. You're just doing what they tell me to do.
If you don't mind, stand up here by the computer right here and tell us what you've been working on and
what you've been working on. What the boss is telling me to do, and we're working on cabins, you're working on roads, you're working on culverts, or mowing lawns, or whatever they tell me to do, and that's basically it. Feeding that animal.
What's going on at cabin 3, and we'll probably ask Brad to chip in as well.
Well, Brad's doing most of the work over there, and Tina and Jeff Collins are doing most of the work. I just moved to several yesterday, though, and it's it, so.
Where are we at in the process as far as the excavate? Just so everybody else, if you're... So your part's pretty much done. And I assume it will continue to drain how you have it set up. We need to get some rain gutters on that side of the house, but otherwise, then that should be... what do you guys think about the inside? Any reports or any thoughts on the inside from the Collinses?
All the
We're working on getting some money for you to get that stuff so we can get it done and get up and running. That's important, but it will obviously get a cabin back in operation that hasn't been for a little while. So,
y'all need to get with some riot. We've got a $200 credit. I was working on that in the ranch house. Older. Working out really well. Got a better product.
I would look into that same product for the snap-in floating flow. If pieces have wear out, then it's waterproof, but if pieces wear out, you can undo it, replace pieces back in. It goes together. Tons of labor saving. You can put it in a day, and it's floating, floating flow. It's way, this is glued in here. It's a great product, but it's glued, so if something goes wrong in that, you know, it's a big problem. I just want to say by way of clarification for the minute, cabin 3 has not been in use this year, right?
Right.
And so it's down, so that's why it's a top priority for us to get it back out.
There needs to be some coordination between what Collins are doing and what Mariah's doing, but it sounds like we're going to change the product slightly. So we want to make sure that the installers are getting something that they can install. But if you wouldn't mind helping with that, Mariah, that would be great. Any other comments on Cabin 3? How many of you have been by Cabin 7? Any thoughts? Brent, you haven't been there. I'm sure. How's that coming along? Yeah. No other discussion on that. I think the only other item on the agenda is the discussion of an input on the new protective covenant. We talked about this in the last meeting. I don't know if anything's changed or if anybody's had an opportunity to read through the ballots that went out. Rather than sending out a paper copy of the changes and the CCNRs, or protective covenants, whatever you want to refer to them as, we opted to just post them on the website and give notice on the mailing to save a bunch of money, unnecessary mail. I don't know about you guys, most of the stuff I get in snail mail goes right in the recycle bin anyway. So, any comments, questions, or concerns there other than that, unless there are other suggestions, then we anticipate putting that out for a vote at the annual meeting. Candy.
That 75%.
Mariah, it would be nice to have a notice, just a temporary notice on the website, indicating that unless we get a 75% vote, then this doesn't pass and we stay in the dark ages. I will give you my opinion. It requires a 75% vote of all members, whether they're up on their assessments or not, because it affects property rights, it affects their ownership of their lot, then 75% of the owners have to vote, and whether they're occurring on their assessments or not, they can vote on that particular item. Now, with that being said, that makes it almost impossible to pass these. That's why we need to have as much cooperation as possible. And there's some chance, just like last year, that it won't pass. But that's the since it affects property rights, then everybody needs to be able to vote on that, whether their assessments are current or not. That makes sense? I think the ballot went out to everybody, so everybody will have the same opportunity to vote. And fortunately, we don't have very few that are delinquent, so we're in pretty good shape there. I don't think it's going to be an issue of that turning the tide. I think if people get active and decide and see the benefit, then we'll have some chance of success. If people in this owner's association or like the hundreds of other owner's associations I deal with, it's not likely to pass just because there's a 20% ownership that are either removed or don't pay attention anymore, or they inherited it and they don't, you know, I get ballots all the time in the mail, you know, and they usually go in the garbage. So I'm hopeful, I've got my fingers crossed, but if you know anybody and can encourage them to vote one way or the other, I don't care whether you vote for or against, but let's have 75%. Vote on the matter.
75% of all the members or 75%?
All members.
All members.
All members.
That's the hard part. That's why
I knew that, but I wanted it.
Yeah. We ended up with about a 60% vote for. It wasn't, the bylaws passed. They were a 2/3 vote, and about the same people that voted for the bylaws voted for the CCNR. So it was about a 2/3 vote, but we weren't there. And so, anyway, yeah. It's because that's what
impossible.
The old ones say.
Impossible to get a majority vote for 300 people.
The
simple majority. Oh, yeah.
The original CCNRs require a 75% vote to amend them. So that's the rule until we can change it. And we've kept that in these new ones just because that's what most do. But the reason why it requires 75% vote, when I set them up, I make the vote for changing bylaws and vote for changing CCNRs to be the same. It doesn't make sense. But in the 70s, when this was all put together, this was all kind of new, and so it requires a 75% vote to make the change. Probably the first, since I'm not going to be there, and yes, normally I would make it just mention what we're trying to do and what it all means. Mariah's been the other person that's mostly involved, unless Brad. I know Brad's not a big fan of the changes. He may change his mind in the future, but bottom line is, someone needs to encourage people to vote one way or the other. I can write something up.
Are we past the point of making any changes to this before it goes to the members now? Are we going to put it back out again?
It's already gone out.
Okay. So.
I think it's important to encourage people to vote. It would be improper to say, tell them how to vote at that point. So, yeah. I'll put something together in writing, and then I'll discuss it with Brad or Mariah and have somebody read it at the meeting and make that presentation. Good idea.
Hey,
I appreciate all the work that Barry's done. So I know he thinks I'm a little bit of a thorn in his side on this, on the issue, because I've been the thorn in the side. I've been a board member, I think, that voted not to put it out for a member vote yet, because there's a few things that I think needed to be tweaked. But sometimes tweaking is impossible, and so sometimes you got to go with an imperfect document for the better of the whole system. And so I have mixed feelings about that. So I'm not the person to be campaigning for this. Think, well, it's all of our protective covenants, and I just think it should protect us more on a few things. And so I'd be happy to talk to anybody who wants to talk to me about it. But I think you kind of have a right to know, as your board members, have some transparency of how we feel and how we're going to vote, and you can go to see what we think whatever.
There's nothing wrong with anybody asking questions or taking the poll. I mean, we've had a lot of discussions in meetings that everyone hasn't been involved in as stuff. So if you have questions, certainly approach the board member and talk to them about what your concerns are. We made changes this year over last year based on a lot of information that Brent brought to us. Helpful.
Good changes.
So, all right, any questions? Any other matters?
It's everything. It's pretty complex. It really may take some personal study on every member's part to read through there and see if there's anything in there that troubles you. It is time for updating. Barry mentioned this is back in the 70s when this was originally written. There's been a lot of work done on here.
Okay.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm not eloquent. So, no, I can't. I'll tell you a couple of things that trouble me. I think that, and this language was in the documents that they prepared, within our old documents, our existing document continues to be in this document also. I think that the members should decide how many people sit on this table up here. I don't think that the board should be able to decide in this document, as it is now. Right now, we could just vote and say, I think we should have a 3-member vote or board, and as long as 4 of us, the majority, get it, boom, then next year we just go to a 3-member board. And I think the members should have more power in how they're policed through board activities and how many people sit up here on this table, and not having the board decide how many people sit up on the table. So that's one thing that I didn't like on that. There are a couple other things, but I'll just tell you, with the easement, rights and easement access has troubled me. One of the reasons I got on the board, I was hoping to improve this when this came through. So I'd be hypocritical if I supported this document, and like I said, I've been the thorn in the side the whole time trying to get that through. I don't know if it's possible at this point in group history and the amount of votes in that and the way they get tallied. I don't know if it's possible for us to be able to pass something that gives us more protection, but I don't like that. The right for egress and ingress is pretty loose. It's pretty loose. They could carve the ranch up like a Christmas turkey with roads and four-wheelers. And I mean, I just like it tightened up. And so you know what our rights are, and they're protected as a landowner. You didn't come out here to buy 2 lots just to have somebody else put a road in the middle of it or whatever. The thing is that exists already in the document that we live under. That isn't changed. I'd like to see some changing on that is what I'd like to see. So, in essence, supporting this new document in a way is an improvement to where we're at. So at the end of the day, I might vote for this just because of the improvement overall for everything, even though I see some problems in there. And I haven't read completely every sentence, but I'm telling you, it's written by a lawyer, and they use stuff in there that you got to kind of think, well, what exactly does that sentence mean? And so anyway, I'm nothing about lawyers, but I got a joke after the meeting, I want to say.
I'll take 2 seconds to explain the easement issue. It's been discussed and debated. The reality is that easements are created in two places. On the flat map, there is, I think it's 20 or 50 feet. There's 30 feet around each lot, there's an easement.
It might be
most 30 people don't know it, but it's in the flat map and it's in the protective covenant. Brad's concern is, hey, those since most of the roads, if not all of the roads that ever really need to exist on the ranch already exist, we should do away with them. The problem is, in order to get to do away with those, you have to change the CCNR, so you also have to change the flat map that has to go to the county. It's not just a matter of, and we've had a lot of discussions on this. At some point in time, it may be possible to get rid of those, but for right now, it's close enough to impossible. And some people with larger blocks of lots are opposed to getting rid of those easements at this time. Sort of dead off. We either move forward in improving what we have to the best we can, or we just leave it how it is. And my position is that we improve it to the extent we can, because this might be the last time you get a chance to change it. It's not perfect. It does not address and does not improve. It doesn't make worse, but it certainly doesn't address that issue of easements and what they can and can't be used for, and they exist. As of right now, they exist. So that's one of the issues. What it would take to get rid of those, my position is we messed with this thing for 2 years. Let's get past how it is, and then if somebody wants take that on, I'm happy to help them, and we can see where we can go from there. But I want to take the first step first and get out of the Stone Ages, where we don't have anything explained, to a more current document that incorporates the current statutes and use law as far as common ownership and access. So, brief discussion. I know I came off as having an opinion. I do. I think that these should pass. I've spent hundreds of hours of my own time to try to get them to that point. But I recognize that there are things in there we had to step back and leave alone just to get it to the point where we can possibly pass it and say, we don't have an answer to that yet.
Just like this. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you may amend that particular section. It's a lot easier. It's very, very narrow at that point to explain to people, this is what we're changing, and then you get a positive vote rather than right now. We're saying we're changing everything. We're not really changing everything. We're updating everything. So it's much, much more complicated. Yes. Okay. Any other questions? Yes. He's got a check for you. He's got a check for you. In order to formalize that, we should have a vote, though, just to get it on the record. So last meeting, if you guys recall, we authorized these guys to spend their own money to put a gate down here to allow four-wheelers up and down, or ATVs up and down, or hikers up and down the wash. That has apparently been done. I haven't reviewed it, but it's apparently been done and taken care of. And so we agreed that we'd reimburse them if we approved they paid $100. So, I'll go ahead and make a motion that we approve the payment thing. Is it going to you, Mike? Payment from my reimbursement to Mike on that gate being added to help allow access for ATVs, hikers, walkers, whatever.
Discussion? Yeah. Some discussion on this motion?
Absolutely. Discussion, we got a motion in a second, but go ahead.
Okay.
I'll say.
No, no. What? Tell us what you
want. This is all of our money that we're spending, and so we should be watchdogs over every penny and every dime. And so we need to make sure that the money that we spend is beneficial to enough members to make it a value to membership for us to spend the money to put in the gate. Now, I know the Duvalls ride up and down the Wash here, and I don't know of any other person that rides up and down the Wash besides the Duvalls. Maybe more people will do that if we have a gate system and we can build a complex or a little bit more of a trail or whatever. I don't know. But moving forward, every time we put in any fence, if we've updated a fence or we put in a new fence, we've put gates in already in the fences down here in the Wash down the bottom that you go in and out of. And so moving forward, if we've got some more open dialogue between anybody who is interested in a gate somewhere before we start doing projects, because we did that project and we could have put a gate in at that time right then had you known. I don't even know if you were a member back then when we put that in. How long have you been back? Yeah. Sure, sure, and I understand that. So, where we put the gate in, I just built the fence in across there, and now for the first time the cows can't get out of here and go over to Deer Springs Point because they can't walk through the Wash. But had we had more communication on fences, and we're going to be doing some, not really anything right now that probably anything more isn't necessarily planned right now, but if there's stuff going on in the future, please contact me if you have concerns on that. Brad, did you have a question? Yeah, I looked at the maps and stuff on Podunk. I went up to Podunk after the last meeting, and the cows that were in Podunk, I chased them all out of there, and they ran right up to the corner up at, you know, Jonesy's Corner. You know where that is up in the top. They went right out up to Jonesy's Corner, about 40 head, cows and calf there, and right through two open gates, wide open gates. So I closed those gates. I put the trash on one side, and I did some repair because I wasn't prepared. But I don't think they'd come back through that hole that I did on one side of that. And so if their fence is down on lot 13, there's two issues. Number one is lot 13, who owns it? Right? So lot 13 is private property, and so we're not dealing with a BLM permit to a BLM permit. We're dealing with a BLM permit to private property. And so there's differences in what they'll do. I'm told I got fencing material. It's not going to cost us anything as far as putting something back up. If we could get some labor over there, if you guys need instruction, if the fence is bad over there, I didn't see over there where the fence is bad. So after the meeting, come and show me on the map, and I'll go back and look and see exactly how much fencing needs to be done. Nobody wants flat cows on Deer Springs Ranch. Nobody. From the... Right. So here he's a permit owner on the one side, and then we're private property on the other side. And so they're coming off a BLM permit into there. Is it north of the cattle guard as you come into Podunk? Is that the fence line? typically they don't push the Longhorns up there. If the Longhorns go up there, it's because when they started going up there during that year, all of them run out of water out here on the point, and so they follow Lick Wash up in the pocket, up to the water that's up in Podunk. But typically, it's not in the plan to graze off any Longhorn. I know for a fact that there's not been one Longhorn in Podunk this year, period. So typically, that's kind of what happens. Depending on conditions, sometimes the cows, you know, go where they're going to go where they got to eat in during period. That's what I'm asking. Where's that fence? Is it north or south of the gate when you're coming in? All of Podunk is private. So it's an island out there. So it's all BLM and private. All of Podunk is completely private. Outside is surrounded by BLM. So it's an island. So as you come into the gate, is it north of the gate? You're not over by Taffy's Law? When you come across the cattle guard, are you in your lot?
Hey, there's a girl over there. Through the cattle guard, on the left-hand side, there's one wire down. And so, there's one wire down, and it's awful.
But
I watch them do.
But you're kind of lucky. Yeah, if you can, because were you not on a borderline like that, then you would have to be coming up with fencing material yourself. You'd have to pay the money for the fencing material. But the material that's on your borderline will get covered, and you won't have to pay anything because you're on a border. Pull your truck over here. Tell us how many feet you need. How many posts you want done. So, if the wash right there, there's no fence at all where the water can fill up redwood reservoir.
It's going to go far, but it's a wash.
All right, I'm going to bring this discuss back to the motion we had in a second.
Sorry.
Reimburse Mike for the gate. You did. I'm ready for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, next meeting. We're going to have the next meeting be the annual meeting, right? So, that's already been set on the 14th. I didn't bring my calendar. Beginning at 11 o'clock, right? 11. Okay. By the way, I'm since I'm going to be gone, I'm going to ask that we have the executive, that we not have an executive session either before or after the annual meeting, that we continue with the current officers and directors till our October meeting. Any objections? Okay. I want one more month to iron fist because I'm going to miss one, so I'm just fucking for a recognition. Anybody wants to pat me on the back? So, you're going to pitch this out.
Okay. Western Legends, the Wagon Companion is going to be for this next week. We're coming in this weekend and get to that. I don't know how many of you got to see the Wagon Train last year, but it up down. They have some space there. I'm typically very quickly while we had a machine broke down, the grader took the grader and went all the way to the gate on Meadow Canyon. He was able to get one side and straighten it out. And I had to go stop him because now the truck lit. So we get back down. The process, they screened about 5,000 yards of gravel. So, right now we've got well over 3,000 yards of gravel. That's the point. If you go out there and look at the gravel pit right now, you can see it. Anyway, that's something that's worth all of the money. That's all I have to say.
Perfect. If there isn't anything else, we'll call this meeting adjourned until the annual meeting next month. Oh, sorry. I beat you. We kind of talked about it last meeting, and any objection to me getting paid for the lawnmower I brought out?
I do.
You do? That's just a great summer for me.
I'll take care of that.
No, I think we got to take care of it, so
I'll give you some rub.
Hey, you know what? I have absolutely no need to walk whatsoever, but
that's why I want to give it to you.
Okay, we're gonna take about a 5 minute break and then if you guys have six, we'll keep it to 15 minutes to finish our executive.